You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 40, Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're taking a look at Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen, a tale of love, New Jersey, and the open highway. We'll listen to the song and uncover its lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Frederick Joseph Springsteen was born September 23, 1949, in Freehold, New Jersey. Taking to music at an early age, he bought his first guitar from a pawn shop at the age of 14 and immediately began to teach himself how to play songs from the radio. Some of his biggest influences were Roy Orbison, Chuck Berry, and Elvis Presley. 2 years later, his sister Ginny informed him that her boyfriend's high school band, the Castiles, had an opening for a guitarist. After two auditions with the band's manager, Tex Vineyard, Bruce was added to the group, and Vineyard got the band local gigs at school dances, YMCA parties, and clubs around New Jersey towns Red Bank, Long Branch, and yes, Asbury Park. In 1967, after countless shows and a single demo, the Castiles played their final gig at the Off-Broad Street Coffee House in Red Bank. Following the breakup of the band, Springsteen moved to Asbury Park and joined a trio called Earth. In addition to gigs with Earth, Bruce spent his free time at a local musician's hangout called the Upstage Club, and it's there he met fellow performers Vinnie Lopez, Southside Johnny, and Steven Van Zandt. In 1969, Springsteen formed a new band with those performers, originally called Child, but changed to Steel Mill after another band named Child was found. The band stayed together for 2 years, with local performances as well as a successful mini-tour of California. And then, in September of 1971, Springsteen formed a new 10-piece band, appropriately called the Bruce Springsteen Band, adding a horn section and female backup singers. After 3 dates, the lineup was trimmed down somewhat, but still included future E Street members Van Zandt, Lopez, saxophone player Clarence Clemons, and keyboardist Danny Federici. The next year, Springsteen's band was signed to Pell Management and to CBS Records, who released his debut album, Greetings from Asbury Park, the following year. The album didn't sell well initially, and neither did the follow-up, The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle, despite great reviews from rock critics and aggressive marketing by CBS. Springsteen retooled his band and renamed it the E Street Band, after the street where the mother of keyboard player David Sanctius lived, in nearby Belmar, New Jersey. After the first two releases failed to chart, CBS gave Springsteen one more album and one more chance. His next album would become his breakthrough, featuring the title track, Born to Run, and the follow-up single, 10th Avenue Freeze-Out. But the customers who bought the album, which was released on September 6, 1975, took it home, pulled the vinyl out of its sleeve, and placed the needle on the first track on side one, were treated to this song, which is as descriptive in its imagery as any of Springsteen's music was, a track entitled Thunder Road.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again.
Bruce Springsteen isn't just a singer and a songwriter, he's a screenwriter, and the visuals are unmistakable as you listen to the lyrics. You can hear the screen door slam, you can see the desperation in the narrator's eyes, and you can almost hear Only the Lonely playing on the radio as Mary dances. In the original demo of the song, Mary was Christine. During the writing of the song, she was also Angela and Chrissy. And Roy Orbison, an influence on Bruce growing up, is included here in the lyrics as an homage.
Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me.
As with most of Bruce Springsteen's songs, the story is told from the first person, and the listener is part of the plot. Thunder Road tells the simple story of a man pleading with a woman to go out on a New Jersey evening drive. But more than that, it's the promise that he's going to build a future for the two of them outside the small town. The drive is just the first step, and maybe it's his foolish optimism, or maybe he's really going to make it, you don't know. And by the way that he pleads with her through the course of the song's lyrics, Mary doesn't know either.
You can hide your colors and study your pain, because lover's stars isn't around. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise from these streets. Well, I'm no hero that's understood, or addiction I can offer girls beneath this dirty hood. With a chance I'll make it good somehow.
The song's title was taken from a Robert Mitchum movie poster that Springsteen had seen. He didn't see the movie, only the poster, but the title resonated with him. And he changed the original title of the song from Wings for Wheels, which you just heard in the lyrics, to Thunder Road, which you won't hear in the song until the next section, and then not again through the end of the song. Several years later, Springsteen wrote a follow-up to Thunder Road called The Promise, but it wouldn't see release on an album until 1999, when it would be included on the album 18 Tracks. The Promise continues the story of the main character, who is alone, having chased his dreams up the highway.
Well, I got this guitar.
The song builds up to a dramatic instrumental at the end, adding layer after layer of instrumentation to each verse of the song, finally featuring the saxophone work of Clarence Clemons. In 2004, radio station WXPN ranked it number one in their list of the 885 all-time greatest songs, and Rolling Stone put it at number 86 in their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time as well. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.